Hey everybody, this is C2 Nanu, and this is the Nigerian Librarian Podcast. It has been some time since my last episode, so I do want to thank everybody who has been tuning in or replaying previous episodes. Again, a big thank you from me for all that you have done to keep my show alive. Anyway, I wanted to take this moment. Today is December 12th, 2022, so of course the numbers 1, 2, and 0 come into play, but I did want to take this moment to have another podcast and simply say that it's okay to not be okay. What I mean by that is this. As many of you know, again, for the past 3 years now, going on 4 years, the entire planet has had an experience of sorts through the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, alternatively known. And many people in different circumstances and different situations and different countries and different continents have surely been not okay. And I am also one of those people. I want to take a moment to thank those who have had the courage to check on other people. Thank those who have had the courage to open up and be vulnerable about their own shortcomings, downfalls, inequities during this pandemic. And also simply thank those for being a shoulder to cry on. I think we've all in different times, not necessarily back-to-back years, but for some of us, maybe it is back-to-back years, have had to cry onto other people's shoulders. And again, I'm speaking for myself and about myself and for other people that I know. What I'd like to do in this particular podcast, again, I'm going to try to keep it brief. I'm already approaching the specific timeline I'm looking to hit, is just share a little bit about myself and what I've been experiencing, what I've been learning through those experiences, and what literature I would encourage you all to read, because again, this is the Nigerian Librarian Podcast, and I can't not let you all be aware of additional resources that have been helpful for me, and I hope will be helpful for you. I have not been okay, and it's okay that I've not been okay, because I can acknowledge that death has been a very challenging reality on a more frequent basis than I'd like to realize. To explain further, I've had, unfortunately, various family members since 2020 pass away, and especially in this particular year. At the same time, I have been able to connect with family as a result of these deaths. And when I say death and family, I'm not just including blood relatives. I'm including my family, friends, people that I've grown up with and their relations having passed away as well. So just the whole inner workings, inner connections of humanity that I've been grieving and mourning time and time again, it seems, in this particular year, but over a period of time, as many people around you or people that you personally know have been going through. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to acknowledge that you're not okay, and it's also okay to acknowledge that you need help and support. So for those of you listening to my voice, I want to encourage you to be more aware of your inner self and your outer self, how you are emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, spiritually, and also to not be proud or arrogant to seek help and seek support. I've shared this before regarding help, therapy, whether it be mental health, emotional health, physical help. When it's therapy in the physical form, it's important to get help. There are the people that are professionally licensed. There are the people that are experienced as well in these particular matters. And I would implore you to seek the help that you need. And if you're not aware that you need help, just talk to somebody about these struggles that you've had. So that being said, I got three books for y'all. First book I'm going to read and title is called The Grief Recovery Handbook. And I'm going to continue reading the subtitle, The Action Program for Moving Beyond Death, Divorce, and Other Losses. This is by John W. James and Russell Friedman. Now, I was introduced to this book, I want to say it's 2022. So quite literally 16 years ago, which is hard to believe that I've had this book in hand and the other book in hand also by them. Moving On, Dump Your Relationship Baggage and Make Room for the Love of Your Life, also by Russell Friedman and John W. James. So these two books, this is by the Grief Recovery Institute, if you've never heard of them, are very pivotal books and have been in my life. And I've gone to them at different times. I've not read the book one time and then been like, I'm good, I'm done. No, I've actually gone to these books in different times in my lifetime. And I would encourage you to definitely check this out. This is a great book. This is a non-Christian book. I want to be very clear about that because the book I'm about to read next is Bible-based when it comes to, and I don't want to use the word self-help, but I will call being resourceful and being supported in the help that you need. So this next book, and this is a book that was suggested to me, in which I bought later on by a former therapist of mine, male therapist for myself. This is called Shame, Thief of Intimacy. This is by Marie Powers. Now, this particular book is a hard to find book. So if you happen to be on Amazon, if you happen to be on a website of a black owned bookstore, you may or may not find this book. But I was lucky enough about 2 years ago to get my hands on this book. And it has also been extremely helpful for me. These three books, I want to be very clear, I received them at a time when I was not married. I was single. And now that I am married, now that I am in a completely different place of life, seasonally speaking, these books to me are still resourceful. I just have them, not just to have them and collect dust. I have them because I know that there are certain things that I'll need to dig deeper in as I get older as a man and learn more about myself. I by no means have figured it out. And I don't think that and the person who is acknowledging that it's okay to not be okay, that they've completely figured it out. Again, there are many resources, whether you are a believer in Christ or a non-believer in Christ. There are many resources out there for you that you can go to, and that is including personnel resources. And I want to just give a shout out to the various men, women, various people who are in that field of personnel resources, human resources, social work, therapy, and so on and so forth, counseling. There are a lot of you that are doing the hard work right now to make the country that I live in, to make the country that I'm originally from, to make many nations throughout this world operate in a sustainable way. So I definitely want to give my flowers to all the men, women, and people in general that are in these industries. But that being said, I want to cut my episode for this podcast shortly. I do want to also encourage you to take a moment to, even if it's not these three particular resources that I mentioned, do seek resources, whether it's counseling, and there are many services out there that are free. Please do so. And what I'll try to do by the conclusion of this recording is also plug a hotline number for a suicide for anybody who's thinking about harming themselves and or harming other people. There's been a lot of that, unfortunately, where I'm from right now in the DC area and elsewhere in the world, in this country that I'm in. So wherever you are, please know that you are a walking miracle. I hope, I trust, I pray that you believe that. And regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in, the challenges you may be experiencing, and whether those challenges are internal within yourself or external with other people, do know that the challenges, the tests, the trials, the tribulations can produce a testimony, a powerful one at that. So again, thank you so much for listening. I hope, again, my own testimony is powerful enough to move you, to inspire you to make a decision to make today great. And as I like to say, do make today a great day. Again, thanks so much for listening. And hopefully you'll hear my voice in the remainder of what is 2022. And I do look forward again to sharing more podcasts and episodes in 2023 and beyond. Have a great day, everybody. Be blessed.